Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Upon returning, he began to contemplate and argue within himself whether the sage had actually been in meditation with senses concentrating and eyes closed, or whether he had just been feigning trance just to avoid receiving a lower kshatriya. Purport. The king, being a devotee of the Lord, did not approve of his own action. And thus, he began to wonder whether the sage was really in a trance or was just pretending in order to avoid receiving the king, who was a kshatriya and, therefore, lower in rank. Repentance comes in the mind of a good soul as soon as he commits something wrong. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami do not believe that the king's action was due to his past misdeeds. The arrangement was so made by the Lord just to call the king back home, back to Godhead. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the plan was made by the will of the Lord. And by the will of the Lord, the situation of frustration was created. The plan was that for his so-called misdeed, the king could be cursed by an inexperienced brahmana, boy infected by the influence of Kali. And thus, the king would leave his hearth and home for good. His connections with Srila Shukadev Goswami will enable the presentation of the great Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered to be the book incarnation of the Lord. This book incarnation of the Lord gives much fascinating information of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, like his Rasa Lila with the spiritual choir damsel of Rajabhumi. These specific pastimes of the Lord has a special significance because anyone who properly learns about these particular pastimes of the Lord will certainly be dissuaded from mundane sex desire and be placed on the path of sublime devotional service of the Lord. The pure devotee's mundane frustration is meant to elevate the devotee to a higher transcendental position. By placing Arjuna and the Pandavas in frustration due to the intrigue of their cousin brothers, the prelude of the battle of Kurukshetra was created by the Lord. This was to incarnate the sound representative of the Lord, Bhagavad Gita. So by placing Krishna, King Parikshit, in an awkward position, the incarnation of Srimad Bhagavatam was created by the will of the Lord. Being distressed by hunger and thirst was only a show, because the king endured much even in the womb of his mother. He was never disturbed by the glaring heat of the Brahmana Brahmastra released by Ashvatthama. The king's distressed condition was certainly unprecedented. The devotees like Maharaj Parikshit are powerful enough to forbear such distresses by the will of the Lord, and they are never disturbed. The situation in this case was therefore all planned by the Lord. Om Aganti Milandasya Ganangala Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shigurave Nama Shishitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Butare Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Svapadam Tikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Uro Shri Vanasham Shri Rupa Pam sagrajatam sagana ragunatan vitam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sagana lalita shri vishakam vitam cha he krishna karuna sindo dinabandho jagatpate gopisha gopika kamta radha kamta namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Ansha Kalpa Tarubhyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Namom Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutare Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Guravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyacha Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I ask for everyone's blessing to allow me to be concentrated on the lotus feet of the Lord, and that can act for my own purification and for your purification. Hare Krishna. So in this chapter, basically, the king Parikshit is wandering over the earth. And he's a king, so his duty is to train his body to hunt. You know that in those times the king was so brave that he was ready to risk his own life at any moment. If one king of the other country wanted to take him in duel, they will risk their lives. They were not the kind of king to lead behind the army. They were the kind of king to lead in front of the army. So here Parikshit Maharaj is training his body's abilities, is training himself in order to still be able to confront any kings if he comes to take his kingdom. And in due course of his hunting party, he met a great yogi. And this yogi is in trance meditation, and he is not able to give him proper respect. We know that in Vedic society, Vedic culture, to give proper reception is one of the foremost duty amongst all. So the king is embarrassed, and because he doesn't know if he's a pretender or if he's a genuine meditator, the king is bewildered. And by this awkward situation, Prabhupada says that Krishna is creating his anger and put him in such a position that he will be cursed. Not only that, but after that, Srimad Bhagavatam will be recited. These the same things happen to the Pandava, and Bhagavad Gita has been recited by the will of the Lord. Here, the subject for me today, there were many subjects, but one I like and one I want to discuss is Nibrita Shesha. Meditative mood. So today will be introspection, and the opposite side of introspection will be pretending, pretender, mityachara, pashandi, those personality who wear the dress of a yogi, wear the dress of a renunciant, but they don't have the qualities and don't have the sadhacha, the character. So they are misleading everyone. But first we will come to understand what is introspection. Introspection means nibrita shesh, meditative mood. Means I'm inquiring about myself. Means I want to perceive reality. It is said that in this chapter earlier, there is a verse. It says, Nanud Veshti Karim Samrat, Salonga Iva Sarabuk, Kushalani Ashusidyanti, Netarani Kritaniyat. What does that mean? That means that Nanud Veshti, there is no at all envy, Karim Samrat, in the reception of Parikshit Maharaj when he was greeting Kali, when he saw Kali performing sins. So there should be no envy when he see a brahmana. There is no, his dira, his sama, is fixed. So for him, There is no reason, but we know that by Krishna's arrangement, he will be overwhelmed. But generally, Parikshit Maharaj is able to be non-violent, is able to master his senses, because he's not envious. He is not disrespectful. But here, this verse says Saranga. Saranga means realist like a bee. We'll understand that later. I will explain. Realist like a bee. Sarabuk means because it takes the essence. The bee takes the essence of the flower. And Parikshit is doing the same in people. So he's not envious. Kushalani asusidyanti means that when you perform good deeds in the age of Kali, the results are automatically manifested straight right now. But the thing is, it was also the same in the previous ages. As soon as you think about something, manifestation occurs. But in the age of Kali, there is a benediction given. The benediction is Netarani Kritaniyat. The papam, the karma to be manifested should be performed into an action, should be manifested externally. If it's only contained in the subtle body, there will be no reaction, immediate reaction. That's one important blessing. You've seen that in the previous kalpa, yuga, there were great sages, devotees, and they were not able to withdraw their senses when there were a beautiful woman. As soon as there were a lusty desire coming, they were letting their semen go. We know that those yogis were doing so many austerities. So they should be able to restrain their senses. But in the Kali Yuga, we do not pretend to be such good as those yogis. It's just because the blessing of Kali gave to us, allow us to not lose our semen as soon as we have lusty desire. So, and Parikshit Maharaj was understanding that, and he was compassionate to Kali. And in the same way, after committing the bad action of putting a snake around the shoulder of this meditative yogi, here it says that there is contrition from the part of Parikshit Maharaj. A good soul is always repentant, is always balancing if he's acting good or not, if he can improve himself or not, if he has performed bad activities or not, if he's always favorable to others, and if his actions are favorable to bhakti, anukulyena. So, here, I will explain why Parikshit is a realist. If you take the example of a bee, the bee takes the pollen out from every flower. So, the pollen can be the essence. And this essence means when I'm going to someone, I take the best quality. The best quality should be spiritual because the best quality will be eternal. We may have bad qualities, but those qualities are given by ignorance, are given by illusion, so they are temporary. We don't care about that. Parikshit Maharaj is able to see, like Yudhishthir, the best out of everyone, and he takes that for himself in order to grow his spirituality. So, because he's not envious, he is able to extract from everyone a lesson for himself. That is the activity of a saintly person, of someone who is situated at least in goodness. And when you take out, you extract the best from everyone, what happens? You begin, like the bee, to create uni. That uni, that nectar, will be transcendental knowledge. That nectar will be favorable for your spiritual wealth. So what happens is the bee goes into the beehive and sharing that uni for everyone in the society. What is doing the devotees, he takes that transcendental knowledge and is sharing to everyone in the society. That in order to elevate them to the platform of goodness, at least. So the devotee is doing like the bee. The bee is doing something more. After, when she's transforming, the bee is transforming the honey, it becomes such a concentrated nectar that it becomes royal jelly. Anyone who is fed by that royal jelly becomes a queen, becomes a leader for the society. Anyone who is fed by that royal jelly develops all the qualities. So in the same way, the devotees is eager to feed that concentrated royal jelly, that concentrated transcendental knowledge, which is Krishna consciousness, and is ready to educate people, to feed them, and they will become such a person that they will cure the society. They will lead the society by their example. So Parikshit is like that. And what happened to Parikshit in the future? He will receive this nectar. From who? Shukadev Goswami. How does receive the nectar, that royal jelly transformed by the bee, by the devotees? We get that by hearing. So introspection means meditation begins by hearing. And that example gives us that we should hear without envy. It has been stated also in Bhagavad Gita in the chapter 9. So if you want to properly meditate, you should have no envy. Otherwise, those feelings will disturb your mind and you will not be able to perceive not only qualities in others, so that means you have a deformation of the reality, but you will not able to perceive your own quality. What you see in this society, they do not respect themselves. I will try to explain that later, but because they do not respect themselves, they do not respect others, they are not able to perceive a reality. And they are not able to take the fruits of introspection. So my second point, after envy, after hearing, after introspection, will be Tako Patishtana Shrutayo Vibinam Nasav Rishir Yasyamatam Nabinam. That means Tarko, dry speculation, logic, argumentation, empiricism. All this do not lead to conclusive statement. Why? Because in order to be a sage, you need to have a different opinion from everyone. The sage is only distinguished from others when he has wisdom. And that wisdom is distinguished from the mass, the reasonment of the mass of people. So there is, in the Vedas, so many sages and they have so many opinions. And there is so many speculators. Oh, you can find truth by yourself. So what does this verse is saying? Is saying that if you want to find the truth, you have to follow the path of Mahajan. Dhammasya tadvam nitam guayam Mahajano yenagata sapanta. That means the truth of Vedic knowledge, the truth of transcendental realization is stored into the heart of the Mahajan, into the heart of the pure devotee. And the one who is following their footsteps, he will achieve perfection. So in order to perceive what is reality, you need to follow the example of those who have developed all the qualities, who are living example. And those people are the Mahajan. If you do that, you will be able to not only perceive reality, but who you are. Because by yourself, you are not able, with your resources, with your limitation, to establish what is good or what is bad. You will not come to a conclusive understanding. So, we know that introspection, Prabhupada says, is based on Sankhya Yoga. But in Bhakti, introspection means, I try to look what is favorable for the service of Krishna. I look who who am I, how I can place my attachment to Krishna, into which direction I want to serve Krishna, into which direction I want to establish myself eternally as a servant. That is introspection in bhakti. So, the Sanat Kumar, they discuss, the Kumars, they are discussing in Chandyoka Upadishad, chapter 7, they are discussing with Narada, and they are giving the definition of introspection, meditation. They say, Yadave shradati yata manute, na shradadan manute, shradadan eva manute, shradad veva jizikya sita vieti. That means, Yadave shradati yata ata manute, that means, the ones who has faith is able to do endeavor in order to get the knowledge and to meditate upon an object or a person. But the one who does not have any faith in the object will not do endeavor in order to get knowledge and to meditate on it. So what does that mean? That means first you have an object, a person. If you want to get knowledge and to meditate on him, you need endeavor. And to do that endeavor, you need faith. Because faith means three things. Faith means, at the beginning, respect. When I respect something, it means that I consider it. I consider it's worth it to do endeavor and to know it. After, faith means confidence. I trust that things can fulfill my happiness. I trust that things can transform myself, can be useful for me. And after, trust means love. That is prem. So, we understand that introspection for people means two things. For spiritualist means I begin to respect Krishna, I have trust in him, and I love him. So, I will do my endeavor towards this direction. But for the materialist, for the mundane people, meditation means I respect what they respect. They respect matter, they respect scientists, Maya Parita Gyana, they respect Asuram Bhavamashlita, those demons, they respect Naradama, the Muda, they respect Kripana, they respect all things except God. All people who are stating that God does not exist, all people that are trying to prove that God does not exist, they will take that path. They will respect them. And they will meditate on that direction. But the problem is the materialists, they don't respect themselves. You can see. You can see because they are performing impious activities. Those impious activities are getting into their mind. They are leading them to distress, to anxiety, and they are not peaceful anymore. They are smoking, they are drinking in order to make vacuum, to have a little peace in their mind. They are trying to find some satisfaction, temporary satisfaction, but always they are eager for something else. Always there is no satisfaction in themselves. Why? Because they are not respecting themselves. They have no faith in them. If I don't have any faith in God, how can I have faith in me? I can have only faith in me if I think I'm eternal, I can be perfect, and I'm the son of a perfect being. That is like that. So, because they do not respect themselves, they are not able to perceive reality and themselves also correctly. Because when you have no faith in yourself, you think you are. You have low self-esteem. If you are depressed, you cannot arrive to achieve your material desires. Or you have higher self-esteem. You are arrogant. You are proud. You are puffed up. That means I have achieved many things. I have great wealth. So I'm a great person. And as soon as you think that, there is illusion. You do not think you are a servant. You do not think you depend on others. You do not think that you cannot be the doer. Basically, you think that everything I do is by my own strength. So those people, they are disregarding their parents, their nature, their friends, their education, because they think that everything is due to my own activity. They disrespect themselves and they disrespect others. So that is one thing. Faith is needed in order to perceive reality, to achieve the understanding of the soul. So my fourth point is that asatyam apatishtam te jagat arur anishvaram asparaspara sambutam kim anyat kamae tukam. The atheist, they think that this world is without a controller. Anishvaram. Asparaspara sambutam. There is no really concrete to this world. There is no things tangible. And the only thing in this world, the only goal is sex desire and fulfilling your sense gratification. That is the philosophy of society nowadays. And because there is that society, people are all attracted to ignorance. It's not that we are Shudra. We are Shudra by birth because we have been educated. We got those influences. But naturally, we are not a Shudra. We are perfected being. We are Jiva, Mamevacho Jivaloke. We are Krishna Nityadas, Krishna Nityadas, eternal servant of Krishna. So the Father is perfect. We are perfect. But Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, Riddesha Arjuna Tishtati. The Lord is Hare Krishna. My dear Lord, Hare Gokulananda ki. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Gorantai ki. Jai. So the thing is spontaneous, you know. Hare Krishna. The thing is, yes, that society does not provide the education, so we are becoming Shudra. But Yasasti Bhaktir Bhavagati Akinshana Sarves Gunes Tatar Samasate Sula. As soon as I'm performing bhakti, all the qualities are arising from that. So I'm changing my nature. So that means maybe at the beginning I'm a Shudra, but those qualities will change me. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was fighting the Gosvami to say to them that by bhakti we can elevate from one who is a mlech, a shudra, to the highest perfection of human life, to be a Vaishnava. He will have all the brahmanical qualities. So that means that bhakti is changing our nature. But in bhakti, it's important to know who am I. So I'm transforming myself, and at the same time I need to know who am I, what is my tendencies, what is my former karma that I have to purify, that I have to engage. So there is that verse stated by Narada Muni. Yasyaya lakshanam proktam pumso varna bivyon jakam yadanaya trapi dirishyeta tatteneva vinir dishet. This society, Varnashram Dharma, created by the Lord, by birth are giving influences. But if someone has qualities different from his birth, qualities should be predominant. Qualities should be that factor which discriminate from which caste it belongs to. So, Vaishnava, they will gradually develop qualities, and that will may change our conditionment, material condition, material nature. And as soon as we elevate to Vaishnava, what happens is we don't care to act in such a way. Prabhupada was the perfect example. Prabhupada was first a salary from a big company, medical company. After he became independent, big businessman. He was also a humble servant of his Guru Maharaj, and for that he was correcting all the impression that he was doing when he was distributing his back to Godhead. So he was doing menial service, he was a businessman, he was a kshatriya because he was a leader of international society. It means managing. And on top of that, he was able to preach the philosophy. So he has all the four qualities of the Varna, and he was able to perform everything. That is the nature of the Vaishnava. He is able to elevate that. But it comes after. First, I need also to perceive where am I. Varnashram is helping to that. Bhakti will change that. Bhakti will elevate us. So, the sixth point that I want to bring now is, the fifth was Varnashram Dharma, is helping us to introspection, not the sixth point, is what in bhakti is the best tool for introspection. And I will not go around the pot. The pot is japa. So I will give an example. So I'm calling Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna is not answering at the beginning straight. So he can, it happens. But we can wait. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I can be bored. And if I'm bored, I put the speaker and I start to doing something else. You know? So I start to wander into the corridor. I start to cook in the same way. I start to drive with my phone. And what happens in the society, if you do that, you get a fine. Same thing for Krishna. Because what Krishna wants in your japa, he wants intimacy. When a lover, when a wife and a husband are discussing together from intimate things, they do not want something else to hear that. So in the same way, when we are doing the japa, it's our intimacy with the Lord. And we don't want others to disturb that. So we chant, and at some point Krishna is answering. Oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, I'm really happy to have you at the phone. Please accept my prana. You are the Supreme Lord and I really desire to invite you. Krishna is saying, do you have a place to receive me? Why, I have my heart, you know. Krishna says, I will send someone to see if your heart is a suitable place for me to stay. So it's the guru, you know. And the guru comes and he looks at your heart and he says, okay, I'm the engineer here. You have to follow my instruction because we have to destroy everything. There is bramble in your garden. The facilities, there is no even painting. There is no even painting of Krishna on the wall. We have to put that. We have to put incense everywhere. We have to put flowers. We have to make that Krishna feelings at home. So what we do, I've done a plan. You have to destroy everything and I will build with my instruction your heart in order that Krishna can sit in your heart. If you don't follow the instruction, that's it. Krishna will not come because the guru is the representative of Krishna, but not only that. He received the internal energy, the internal potency of Krishna. That means he has Radharani's love. If you want to attract Krishna, you need Radharani because she is attracting the most attractive. So, if you perform the instruction of your guru nicely, he will send a letter, a message to Krishna, and he will call. He will say, Krishna, you can come. Now it's good. It's a good place. You can sit. And you are saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that's it. Krishna is answering. And you say, Krishna, I really done so much things, but now I'm ready to receive you. But oh, there is another call. It's lust. So I answer to lust. Yes, lust. What do you want? Oh, you have beautiful women there? Yes. Oh, I can. What do you say? She knows Bhagavatam. Well, that's nice. I like Bhagavatam too, you know. So, what do you say? She say, she has a beautiful and sweet voice. I like that. Okay. Krishna, hold on 1 minute, please. Don't leave the message, okay? Just 1 second. Okay, when we can meet together. Okay, Krishna, are you still? Oh, no. He left. So, the next day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Oh, Krishna, sorry for last time. It was an exception. Oh, sorry. I have a call. Who is this? Patient. Okay, patient, what do you want? Yeah, you want me to cook for Krishna? Yes, that's okay. So while you are thinking, while you are chanting, while you are calling Krishna, you think about cooking, you know? That is less sinful. That it's good. It's karma yoga, you know. There's no sin, excuse me. But still, Krishna is saying, well, you are speaking to me and you think about something else. Are you sure you You want an intimate dialogue with me? When you invite someone, you don't do something else when you are talking to him. If you are a proper guest, when Krishna will come into your heart, please Krishna, how can I serve you? Okay, I need to cook for you. I will go into the kitchen. But as soon as I finished, I come back and I go to inquire about your needs. Who are you? What do you want? How can I satisfy you more? And so on. And you try to interact intimately with him. So it's not that I take my time to cook, and when I bring the plate for Krishna, after he ate, I'm starting to do something else. I try to be there for Krishna. We should never take the activities as a substitute of our love for Krishna. We love Krishna, so we are acting. It's not that because I love to act, I'm with Krishna. It's like that for the beginners, but at one time, to go from Ruchi to Ashakti, we should go to, I'm acting in Krishna consciousness because I love Krishna, not because I like to chant, I like to cook. That is good japa. So when I'm thinking, I'm meditating in my japa, I'm thinking about, I can think about my duties, but it should be done fast, and I go back to the intimacy with Krishna. So I receive Krishna. Okay, you can come. Krishna comes. I receive him with fast and opulence and sweet words. And Krishna will give us mercy. And he will sit in our heart and he will stay, because we are trying to not commit offenses. Of course, apichetsu durat charo bajatemam ananya bax sadure vasamantava samagva visita isa. That means saintly person, they even commit, you know, sometimes offenses, but they correct themselves. Like Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, as soon as he did something wrong, up, he correct himself. He repentance, contrition. So, good soul, devotees should do the same. Oh, I was thinking about something else. I receive a call from lust. I receive a call from greed. I receive a call from pain, pride, and fame, and so on. I maybe answer for a few seconds, but after I say, no, it's not the important call. I go back to Krishna, to Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So, that's the thing. So, further point, seventh point, what is the expression of our introspection in japa? It's sankirtan. Sankirtan means I express the purity that I get in my japa to others. Sankirtan means I engage others into chanting. It can be distribution of book, because in the book of Prabhupada, it's expressly mentioned that the goal of our activities is Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra. So when you distribute books, you lead people to others. Chanting. You lead philosophy who brings to chanting to others. So it's considered sankirtan. It's not only that. When I'm teaching Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Katha, I'm doing also sankirtan, because I'm teaching philosophy which leads you to have taste for chanting. I build your faith. So it becomes sankirtan also. It's not only chanting together. It can be more, bigger. But nama sankirtana vishnor kshutrit papitita dishu. It means that the name of the congregational chanting, or leading others to chant the name of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, is the best thing. And if you kshutrit papidita dishu, if you continue to do that, even if you are thirsty, even if you are angry, even if you have difficulties with your mind, what happens is karoti satatam vipras. If you continue to do that, tasya prito yadokshaja, the Lord will be pleased. Prito, he will be pleased with you. Even if you have difficulties, if you continue, he will be pleased. So, the thing is, there is a verse in the Vaishnava Chintamani. It says, "Hagachit smaranam Vishnor bayava sena sadyate oshtas pandanam atrena kirtanam tutato varam." What does that mean? That means smaranam, remembrance of Krishna, is something. But bhayavesena sadyate. To achieve that goal, it requires a lot of effort, endeavor. It requires a lot of struggle. So, the thing is, oshtas pandera matra, in moving the lips, you obtain the same result. Really simply. So, kirtanam tutato varam, kirtanam is a higher principle, a higher seva. It is considered better than even remembrance. Why? Because you achieve the remembrance more easily. And I can go on like that. Kirtanam is the best way to instruct, to respect. And especially japa first. Because you build it, that intimacy with Krishna. And when you go to others and to chant with them, they will be inclined to follow you, to chant. Why? Because you are expanding the potency of Radharani together. And they are touched. They are attracted. Radhani attract them. Huh? So, in that way, both have to be connected. Japa is important, but if you do only on your own, you miss the point. You miss the point. Because Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya means I need to teach others. I need to share the mercy in order to get the mercy. You will not have the mercy if you think that by yourself you can do your things. No, you need to preach. Prabhupada was the perfect example. He was the embodiment of all Radharani Shakti, Krishna Shakti. So we have to follow his example. So I want to say, I will not have time. I have to choose now. Okay, I will just say, I will jump a little bit forward because I don't have time. So, Rishar Bhagavato Budva Shishya Dityo Bhaunicha Setiasa Puranani Dharmashastani Salvasha Adyantisya Vinitasya Vrita Pandita Manina Vrita Nagunaya Bhavantisma Nata Sivajitatmana, sorry. This verse is told by Balaram to Roma Arshan. And that verse, he says that to Roma Arshan, Balaram is in pilgrimage, has set up the scene fast, and is wondering, because he doesn't want to take part of the battle of Kurukshetra, and he met Roma Arshan, the pupil of Vyasadev, a disciple of Vyasadev. So he knows that Balaram is the Lord, but he does not give proper respect. So the Sadacha is not there. If you don't have good character, introspection will not work. Because as soon as there is pride, as soon as there is those kind of things like envy, illusion and so on, your perception of yourself and of others will not be will not work. And you will not be able to interact with the devotees correctly, to follow the instruction of your spiritual master. Because those sinful qualities, those defaults, they are transforming our perception. That means when I'm hearing, I'm not hearing the same words that the spiritual master or the devotee is teaching to me. There is a filter, and those filter is material desires. So pride is there in Roma Arshan, and he does not give proper reception to Balaram. He does not welcome him. So Balaram, we know all know that, is called a koshi, because it takes a piece of a grass, and he cut the throat with that of Roma Arshan. But things, wonderful things happen. The Brahmana says, oh, what a shame. We placed Roma Arshan as our leader, and now you are contradicting our decision. But the Brahmana is following the Lord, and the Lord is following the Brahmanas. So there should not be contradiction between themselves. So please, my dear Lord Balaram, we don't want to say that you are in fault. So you have to find a solution that what you say is true and what the Brahmana says are true. So Balaram will put the son of Roma Arshan, which is Sutta Gosvami, as the representative of the sage of Nemesharanya. So it's connected to that. And what happens is, Balaram says to the Brahmana, I'm repentant. I want to forgive myself. Please tell me how I can get release from my sinful behavior. Of course, the Lord has no sinful behavior, but he shows the example. He shows that if someone is not following Sadachar, is not bona fide to stay in the Vyasasan. On top of that, if you act wrongly, or if you act in a way that even if it's good, but you are offending the Brahmanas, you should do low profile. And you should find a way to please them. It says that Yasyayat Sangati Pumso, Yasyayat Sangati Pumso, Manivatsyat Satatguna. Yes. Eva Nyutyam Eva Samsarayat. Sakulat Vaitato Diman. So that verse basically when I'm offending the devotees, I should stick with them and I should repent, ask for forgiveness. Why? Because they are the embodiment of all good qualities. And if I want to get those qualities for my own personal purification, I should be in a good relationship with them. With the devotees, there is a lack of spiritual progression. So our whole life is in spirituality blocked. So that Loma Arshan has pride, and because he has pride, he closed the main gate of spirituality. Hearing, when you are proud, you cannot hear. And you cannot give respect to others. You are inimical toward the others. You are inimical with the Lord and the Vaishnava. So pride has to be cut. Humility has to be there, of course. Humility is the ornament of the Vaishnava. Humility is the main tool of Sadashar. Because when you are humble, you are able to understand, to listen to others, that they can correct you, they can teach to you. So it's an important process in introspection. Humility has to be there. So that story is showing us what is the proper behavior to perform good introspection. And I wanted to say more, but no, we are beyond the time. So if there is any question, I can try to fulfill your desire and try to answer. Hare Krishna. Yes, Roberto Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Yes. Because Bhagavatam is full of pastime about Krishna. It gives you the philosophical conclusion of the Vedas. So as soon as there is bhakti, there will be attraction. Bhagavad Katha is full of potency of Krishna Shakti. So if it's coming from the mouth of a devotee, he will share that Shakti and he will attract us. And from that, Shinvakatam, Svakata Krishnam, Punya Shavana Kirtanam, Ridyantastu Yabadanati, Vidu Notis Surit Satam. He will purify our heart, we will cut the knot of material desire, and we will be able to meditate and to focus and to chant more and more with accuracy. So in that way, Bhagavad Gita is Sankirtan, because it leads you to chant better, more, and to understand the philosophy, to meditate on that. It was your question, huh?
So I guess that meditation is the moment we are actually able to introspect, but without this process, we are not going to be able to introspect.
Meditation will come after Shravanam and Kirtanam. Smaranam is meditation, basically. Smaranam means I remembrance, so everything is in the mind. So that means you need knowledge, you need strong faith, you need determination, you need proper hearing and proper chanting. Before that, we still stick to the other anga of bhakti, beginning by Shravanam and Kirtanam. Because, as I said in the verse, Agachit Smaranam Vishnu, to meditate on Lord Vishnu requires more endeavor than to simply move the lips. So it comes when you have already some experience in Krishna consciousness. But Bhagavatam give you all the lila, give you all the qualities of Krishna, give you all facilities in order to meditate correctly and to get the impetus. Hare Krishna. Yes, Srinivas Prabhu.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained how in higher planets they do meditation. Prabhupada says meditation is not different from chanting the holy name.
Yes.
But in the age of Kali, meditation is not really practical.
Yes.
In higher planets they do that.
Yes.
So the Hare Krishna mantra is more practical than meditation. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for your class. You touched on low self-esteem.
Yes.
In your discussion. I just wanted to ask, how can we get out of that sphere of feeling, this low self-esteem, and transform it probably to something that can help us actually, you know, take charge?
Na prema shravani di bhaktir, tava yogo api vishnavo. Gyanam vashubha karma vakiyad hau sajjati api astiva. That means, first, the devotee is humble because he thinks that actually I have no love, no prem. I have no attraction for listening. I have not any qualities of the Vaishnava nor the siddhis of the yoga. Okay? I have no knowledge of Krishna, no realization. I have no pious activities behind my past life and in this life. I'm from a low birth. And from all of that, further, the verse is saying that in altadika sadake achetya mula sati. That verse says, "Hey, gopi janavaraba vyatate hahamad ashevamam." But still, despite the fact I'm the lowest amongst the lowest, there is still something in my heart. The hope that Krishna, the lover of the gopi, will make me one of his followers because he will transform my heart, because he's merciful towards the poor. And because Lord Gauranga is especially merciful toward the poor, my unqualification becomes my qualification to receive the mercy. Something important, ye me bhakta jana palta, na me bhakta chate jana, mat bhaktanas chaye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. Yadi Puran, Krishna says to Arjuna, the one who pretends to be my devotee is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee is my devotee. Never pretend yourself to be a devotee. That means you are actually taking the place of your guru. You should be the devotee of the devotee. You should be the servant of the servant. That is the proper mood. So I know I have no qualities, but Krishna is merciful. That's the answer. That hope is there. Hare Krishna. Oh, sorry. Yeah, mother. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your class.
Jai Prabhupada.
So you said that if we hear with envy, we cannot get this nectar.
Yes.
So if we can see that this envy is there, how can we deal with it?
So, to curb the envy, parasparanu katanam bhagavat pavanam bhagavat yasha. Mitoratir mitashtusir livitar mitir mitir atmana. Sorry. This verse, it says in the 11th canto, parasparanu katanam. If there is interactive dialogue, sankirtan, bhagavat kata, preaching, and so on, there is interactive glorification of the holy name of the Lord. What happens is the devotees, they will confront their false ego together, but it will be purified because we are directing those false egos for the pleasure of Krishna. So, mitoratir, there will be attachment together. So, attachment, affection for devotees is the opposition of envy. So as soon as we are here to chant, we are here to hear, we are here to preach together, naturally the process will make us cooperating for the pleasure of the Lord. And the pleasure of the Lord means purification. He will reciprocate and he will take that envy from your heart and our heart. So after that, mitas to stir, there will be mutual satisfaction. We will be happy together. And nivrita miti atmana, from our conditionment, nivritir, things unfavorable will go. That's like that. So, as I say, Sankirtan is the best way because it cures that envy. And from that Sankirtan comes Smaran. So after, I will be able to meditate on Krishna because envy will not be there to disturb me. And I will not answer to the call of envy. So that's nice. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki! Nitai Gaur Premanande! Srila Prabhupada ki! Jai!